Nancy, you just recently wrote about the new Lark cookbook, and you mentioned that it was also available electronically, and you mentioned you like to hold a cookbook in your hand, and I'm the same way. And, you know, I'm not a total Luddite. I do have a Kindle, and I like to read on it, but for cookbooks, I want a real book.
I have millions, tons, a room full of cookbooks, and I find that I use more and more stuff online, despite the fact that I, too, like to hold a cookbook in my hand. But the Lark cookbook, which is a book written by John Sundstrom, who owns the restaurant Lark in Capitol Hill. It's a beautiful, wonderful place, open just shy of 10 years. Like others before him, he's offering some of the best recipes from that restaurant in the book. What's really cool about it, aside from the fact that this book is so physically beautiful, the photography, the paper they used, the ink they used, the style of it. And by the way, it was all done right here in Seattle, which is hugely unusual. You know, for any kind of book publishing, it was done hyper locally. So the book has both an iPad app. You can get it on your Kindle. You can get it in the iBook. You can get it in the hardcover, obviously, which is a lot more expensive. But I like having it both ways. I've been reading it on my iPad. I've made many recipes out of it. And that way, I don't get the schmutz on the book.
But don't you get it on your iPad?
You know, I just hold it. I keep that farther away, and I have a screensaver thing on it. Okay. There's video in that. And one of the cool things is sort of as you're reading the recipe, you can go back and forth between the ingredients and the preparation. But even the preparation has the ingredients list on it. I wish you could just see it. Go online and have a look at it at larkcookbook.com just to see there's some video that explains what it is. Mm. And what's beautiful is it really talks about the seasons here in the Pacific Northwest, but mostly it has some of my favorite recipes, including the Manila clam recipe that I had in the Seattle Times this week.
Which I'm going to make for the return of the L&T from Riding the Range out in Idaho. Well, you know, I certainly look up recipes all the time online, and I've looked at video demos online, and it's all been helpful. But, you know, even when I look up the recipe, I always print it out, and I work from, you know, a physical page. I've never brought a laptop or anything into the kitchen to work directly from. I don't know why. Maybe I should.
Well, did
give
I
it
tell
a
you
try.
Were a dinosaur? Did I mention you were a dinosaur, Stein? If that's the case, you don't bring your laptop into the kitchen, right?
I know I am. I guess maybe I ought to give it a try.
Yeah, I really think you should. And definitely that recipe, which is what's so great about it, has chorizo sausage, and it's really very, very simple. And I love eating clams. I mean, I love them raw. I love them steamed. Yeah. I love them baked.
You may think that you love eating clams, but until you have watched Cheryl DeGroote and what she can do to a plate of clams, you know nothing of clams. I pity the fool that gets between Cheryl DeGroote and some clams.
Okay, what does your wife do with those clams?
She eats them. Shell and all. She likes all kinds of clams. Her favorite are just steamer clams with very little done to them at all. But I'm going to make this Lark recipe, and I think she'll like it. And eaters, what do you think about this paper cookbook and virtual cookbook thing? Any preference at all? Let us know. Take a look at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought. I'll have a link to that chorizo clam recipe Nancy mentioned. It looks really, really good. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.